Welcome to Psachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Daled, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3, and Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Ha'omer Labanav, a father who tells his sons, they're on their way up to Yerushalayim to slaughter their carbon Pesach, and he says, Harini shochet es ha-Pesach, behold, I will slaughter the Pesach, al mishi yalo mikem rishon Yerushalayim, to the first of you, the first one of you, amongst, I guess there's a bunch of them, to get to Yerushalayim. They merit the carbon Pesach as theirs, and then they can kind of swallow up, and their brothers can be included with them as well. Now, he's just saying this to urge them to be quicker. But ultimately, they're all going to get a spot in the carbon Pesach. As soon as the first one has his head and the majority of his body into Yerushalayim, he merits the carbon Pesach. And then he also includes the rest of his brothers in his carbon Pesach. Continues the Mishnah. Forever, one may be able to join the group of the Karban Pesach until there are enough participants that each of them has one kezayis of the Karban Pesach to eat. However, once there's too many people, there's no more kezayisim, there's no more olives worth of the Karban Pesach available, then the halacha is we cannot include any more people. Continues the Mishnah, Nimnin, where you can count new people into your Karban Pesach, Chabura, your group, and you could also withdraw and pull yourself out of the carbon Pesach ad sheyishchot, until it is slaughtered. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ad sheyidrukah levadam. Rabbi Shimon says that he argues on the previous Tana, and he says that you can pull out from the carbon Pesach even after it's already been slaughtered, until the blood has been sprinkled. But he agrees that you can only participate and become part of the carbon Pesach until it's been slaughtered, but once it's been slaughtered, it's no longer possible to do that. Mishnah Dalet, a short Mishnah. Hamimana imo acher mechalko. If one of the group decides that he wants to bring more people into the chabura, into the group, without the rest of the people knowing, Rasha b'nei chabura litan lo shalo, the people in the group could tell him, listen, you take the kezayis, you take your part of the carbon Pesach, and leave. You know, they don't have to be, we don't want these people to be part of our chabura. B'hu ochel mishalo, he eats with those group of people that he had, and they eat, because we learned previously that the carbon Pesach could be eaten as long as it's before they start eating it, it could be eaten in two different groups, in two chaburas, and that is sufficient. Wishing you a great day with lots of success.